So I've been walking around this afternoon at UK Aware, and I'm at Living Arcs, fantastic name, and they've got this great little house. I can't say little, really. It's just a fabulously designed thing with a green roof on the top and a solar panel. I'm with Christina.
Hello.
And we've just been having a little bit of a chat about all things to do with Wi-Fi and forests and trees and everything else. Tell people a little bit about this product, because I think it's wonderful.
Well, we launched here at this show last year and have been going really strongly. We design eco buildings with green roofs, fantastic insulation and sheep's wool, argas inside, furniture, brilliant systems for solar and wind and storing energy. And we found lots of various markets for them. Schools in particular, ecotourism sites, and private use. So they've been great.
So the schools like them for what reason? Do they like them for doing projects in, or?
They've got eco-lab set up, whereby you've got the full system exposed to the kids so they can smell and touch and play.
Wow.
And study. And they've got the solar system, wind system, and a piece of software. So they go back to the school building and look at how energy is generated by the natural sources.
Well, you've got a team of 6 people who work in this company, and I've met you for like 5 minutes, and I can see how passionate and excited you are about it. So the rest of the guys or the girls must be absolutely, you know, behind this 100%. One thing I wanted to ask is, on the bottom of here, you've got... where is it now? The Greek thing about the...
Yes, Isomy.
Yeah, so the Landor plots.
Yes,
tell me a little bit about that.
That's a large project which is happening as we speak, and it's a large ecotourism development in Greece. The attraction of it for us is that the conditions of the solar generation are so much better there than in the UK.
And would it feed back into the grid? Did they end up paying for themselves? Could it go that way?
They haven't put that through yet. They're building the main pods there so far, but eventually that will be very much the case.
Because it'd be literally, you go out to do what you want to do in the day and your house is earning you money.
Absolutely off grid, yeah.
So, I mean, looking at this, and I overheard a conversation that you're having with another gentleman. You're looking at, with the front and the middle section, 20,000. Now, I don't think that's a lot of money. Not for the fact that, I mean, if I was to buy one of these and have it in Greece, I mean, that whole idea of the road trip just from the UK, you know, with this thing on the back of a trailer, if so be it, and then putting it down and having it generate that amount of power, it just sounds like a pretty awesome life, really, £20,000 to have that kind of life.
Well, what you usually get if you were to buy a log cabin or, say, a small pod just for outer building, that would be the price for the building itself.
Okay.
This is fully insulated with the full gear, with the furniture, which nobody really I know on the market supplies, and the full renewable system. So that's pretty
awesome.
Pretty good,
really. So tell people a little bit about the insulation on this thing. You know, I mean, it's made up of sheep's wool.
Yes, the sheep's wool comes from Wales. It's a local company that is pretty much the leader on the market, very well priced. To dress up a building like ours, which is 5 meters by 5 meters, will take about £1,000, which is not much at all. And it makes the building very warm inside for winter and very nice and cool in the summer, because that's how sheep dresses.
Yeah, sheep dresses, nice. Well, is there a website? I mean, it's called Garden Arc. Is it gardenarc.com?
Yes, Garden Arc is the building.
Okay.
Gardenarc.com exists, but it's Living Arcs, ARKS.
Christina, thank you very much for your
time.
Thank you.